Do you want to take control of your sexual health? Well, my friends over at Dane Products are excited to announce their latest product, at-home STI kits. Each kit is discreetly packaged and designed for a safe and pleasurable experience. All orders are reviewed by licensed professionals and providers in certified labs. Your results are shared via a secure and private portal, and a medical professional will reach out to you to discuss any abnormal or positive result. This is a new year, so you should prioritize your sexual health and well-being. Knowing your status is the most sexiest thing ever. And as a Boonie Breakdown listener, you can receive 10% off your purchase by using the code Boonie10, all caps. That's Boonie10, all cap letters. Head on over to dame.com to order your at-home STI kit now. Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Boonie, and you're listening to the Boonie Breakdown podcast, your source for all things responsible and ratchet. All right. Welcome to this week's episode, because you know what it is? It's a solo episode with your girl, Boonie. And I do want of my quintessential Boonie 5 spots for this week's episode. So you just go ahead, stick around, because it's just me talking this whole episode with you, listening and laughing, hopefully. All right. We're just going to hop right into the pick of the week. My pick of the week this week is a tweet. And I have been, I mean, when I say I laughed till I cried about this tweet. And so this tweet was at Thought Leader, tweeted, "Open the app, see a girl with hundreds of Stanleys. Meanwhile, back in my day, one cup was enough to sustain two girls." And I still laugh. That shit is fucking funny. And if you don't know, wait a minute, if you know, you know. But if you don't know and you don't get the reference for this tweet, go ahead and Google two cups, one girl. And thank me later.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Come back later, please.
Housekeeping.
Not now.
All right, we're hopping in housekeeping. So feedback from episode 246 with Brian. You guys just all said we're fucking ridiculous. I will say that I did get some feedback because I did make the statement that I thought men who sometimes smoke hookah and put on a show with the hookah is sassy. And on the reel that I posted, there was a big back and forth about it. And if you want to go read it, you can still do it. It's up there. I did not delete it, but it was a lot of back and forth. And so it's the only comment of that kind that I received about that. But there may be some other people who believe that. I won't discount that. And it is what it is. but I do want to thank you all for listening. If you did not listen to last week's episode with our problematic fave, Brian, stop leading people on, go back and take a listen, because it is a good, funny episode. Also, I want to thank our Patreon gang. Patreon gang, y'all. Patreon gang be holding me down. I can't even front. I really do love our Discord chat, but I did ask the gang to let me know what poll. In a poll, I asked what was our next book club selection. Was it going to be a ratchet book club selection or a responsible book club selection? And overwhelmingly, 100% of the votes cast said a ratchet book club selection. So Patreon gang, our next book club will be ratchet. And I will be announcing that later this week. Also, I want to let everybody know we're gearing up. I'm back outside. Everybody's outside, right? I will be a part of our girl and friend of the podcast, Vanessa with Vag Esteem. She's having an event, Sex Ed Pop-Up. It'll be in Baltimore. There'll be vendors. It'll be art. It'll be workshops. It's on February 10th. 12 to 4 p.m. at the Baltimore Peninsula. It's a very cool up-and-coming neighborhood here in Baltimore. So if you want to see your girl, I will be there vending. I will actually have a little segment on the main stage. So if you love a Boonie live show, you want to get your mouth wet, but you also want to maybe possibly even meet some of the great guests that I've had on the podcast already, or we've had on Patreon gang. Some of them will be also at the event. Right now, there is a $10 off coupon code. So if you use the code POP24, you can save $10 off of your ticket. So hopefully I will see some of you there and we'll have a good time with our friend Vanessa of Vagesteem. And last but not least, before we get into the episode, please leave a 5-star review. I'm assuming most of you, especially if you're listening to a solo episode, you've been here, you've listened to a few episodes, but maybe you just haven't rated us. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or if you listen on Spotify, that is a quick, easy way to really help. So the number of listeners I have does not match the number of 5-star reviews that I have on either platform. So if you are listening on Spotify or if you are on Apple Podcasts, please, 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 if you could leave a 5-star review. If you're on Apple Podcasts and you want to type some words with it as well, it'll be great. I think it's been over a year since I've gotten them, and I know that I've been on a hiatus, but please, 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 guys, if you could leave me a 5-star review, I would greatly appreciate it. So that is it for me. So let's get ready to break it down. Hey, welcome to this week's episode. You know, I have some guests scheduled, but I had to move things around because when I was looking at the schedule, I realized I had not done a solo episode. And I usually try to do at least one solo episode. Usually in this season, which is later in the year, I usually try to do it around my birthday. And this is really weird too, because I'm recording this for Patreon. And so watching myself talk without anybody else is really weird. I will not get used to this. I promise you guys, I won't ever get used to this. But here we go. If you are new to the podcast, when I used to do this as a blog, well, first how it started out on my Facebook statuses. I would do a 5 random thoughts, and it went from there. Then it became a blog. Yeah, blog. And then these became kind of the focus of my solo episodes. So that's some history behind these episodes. And first, we're going to get into the first one. Pick one. Vision board. So I did share a reel, and I'm not sure how many of you know, but I am a faithful vision board girl. I do them every year, and I've done a vision board every year since 2012. Mama Ratchet and I started this with a small group of friends. It was a couple of her friends, a couple of my friends who had mentioned this, who had done vision boards, were curious about them. And we did the vision board parties. And so we've been doing them. They've grown. It's been the same staple core set of folk who have attended these. Now, it's so funny because some people are very specific. Like, you're supposed to be specific about your goals so you can visualize them and see them. And what I love about it is we've had some great successes from our vision board parties. One in particular, one of my mother's friends just kept putting, that year she was getting married. So her whole vision board was about meeting her partner, meeting her man, getting her ring. And that's what she was going to do. That year, she met her man, got that ring, and never came back to the vision board party. I was joking with her when I saw her. But look, it works. I had some other people said they wanted to have babies, put that baby on the vision board, and bam, there was the pregnancy. So we've had other things, but those things are just funny to me. And so I have my vision board, some things that I have for themes for my vision board. Because in addition, I also make my vision board the background on my phone. It also sits on my dresser and I see it every day. I look at it every day. So just some themes on my vision board this year: money, abundance. I want to do better with making my money make money for me. I need to do better with that. I need to get, every time I swear, this could be a bullet in itself, but every time I swear that I get that credit card down to zero, sometimes I look and it just be like $1,000. And I'm like, I swear I didn't swipe you, but apparently I did. I'd be on there looking for charges. Like, was this fraud? Well, all these charges of me? Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to pay them. About some healthy habits I need to develop with eating, to keep doing some weight loss things, travel, things that I want to do around my house to personalize and make my space more home. to make my space a reflection of me, to make my space somewhere I want to be. And it's a little section on there about love as well. So those were like my major themes. But what Mama Ratchet found that she wanted to do different this year, and she's done it, to take some of those visions and for things that are more actionable, measurable goals, make 25 of them. And she made a vision board bingo. And so throughout the year, or you could do one a quarter, however aggressive you want to do it. I believe I haven't done my bingo board yet, but I'm committed to having it done by the end of January. but Mama Ratchet did hers, and I think hers is for the year. And she has various things on there, which were visions on her vision board, but she broke it down into, like, for example, I said I wanted to do some healthy things. So it could be only eating out once a week. That would be a big deal for me. working out 4 to 5 times a week. And maybe not just saying that because it's hard, but working out 4 to 5 times a week for one whole quarter, for 3 months straight. So you break your goals down like that. And each square on the bingo board, you put one of those goals. And once you complete it, you mark it. And if you get, once you get a bingo, no matter which way you get it, once you get a bingo, you can do something. So you could put your treat to yourself. So that was going to be my goal. Like, okay, maybe once I do this, I get me another Yearman bracelet. Or if I do this, maybe that's a trip. But depending on how the bingo board is laid out is how I'll do my goals. So for somebody who's saying, I'm not a vision board person, I don't want to cut up magazines and do that whole process, then here's something else you can do. If you just have goals, 25 of them, big, small, middle size, you can put them on a bingo board, and it's a way to hold yourself accountable in a fun way and have a prize at the end. So just wanted to share that with you all very briefly. All right, number two. People who do organizational content, what the fuck? I am tired. It is some content that I am just beyond. Like, I know everything ain't for anybody, but I don't understand why the algorithm still shows me this shit, because I swipe away. Like, I don't like it. And every now and then, there will be one that I will be looking at. And I'm like, how, Sway? How do you have this much time? Like, the part I don't understand about the organizational content people, the part that I don't understand is when they're doing their refrigeration stocks. And so they have all the things in the grocery store, and then you watch them take the milk out of the milk carton and pour it into another container. You watch them take the eggs out of the eggs and put it in another container. You watch them take the packages out and have to put their sodas in a clear thing. The sodas just can't be on the shelf. They have to be in the clear holder. And I just, like, is this a deeper conversation about consumerism? I can't speak, but is this like a deeper conversation about this? Because it's like, now you've been bamboozled and not just buying the milk. Now you've had to buy 4 containers to put the milk in. And then when I watch them sometimes, I'm like, okay, you just broke the orange juice. It's a 64-ounce orange juice. You got this little cutesy glass container. You poured the orange juice in that. But all the orange juice didn't fit in the container the cute container. So you still have the container of orange juice in your refrigerator. Like, I really don't understand the method or the madness here. The organizational content. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I don't get why people think I want to watch them mop their floors and wipe their counters and organize their pantries. I barely want to do the shit myself, and I have to do it. So I don't want to watch you wipe down your refrigerator, or, like, I just don't. And I don't understand why this content is still a thing. I really wish that this content would stop. I really do. And I want to shout out Vanessa Vagestine, because she literally will send me stuff or send me memes about it, because she knows it burns me up. Like, and I don't buy it. I think that's the thing about it the most. It's like, help me reset for Sunday. I wipe my counters. I steam my sheets. Nobody's fucking steaming their sheets. You're not getting up every day and steaming your sheets. I don't care what the fuck you say. You are a liar. Number three. Number three. So somebody tweeted that they wanted to find a hobby that did not cost any money. And I was thinking about that because I was saying, like, podcasting started out as a hobby and now there's pressures on it for me. So it doesn't feel like a hobby anymore to me. It feels like a job. And so I was thinking about that. Like, I would like to pick up a hobby. Now, when I would have time for this, I don't know, guys. I don't know when I would have time for a hobby. And I was like, but one that doesn't cost money. Like, I could not think of a single hobby that you can do. And I know somebody's like, well, you can be pick up reading and get books from the library for free. I don't want reading as my hobby, I'm going to be honest. So, but every other hobby that would require gardening, dance classes, scrapbooking, crochet, like all of these mindless, and I say mindless, quote unquote, hobbies, I feel like would require funds to do the hobby. So I asked this of you all, what would be a free to low cost hobby besides reading? Share them with me. Well, I'll have it as a Talk to Booney Tuesday question because I am really curious. What is a free to low cost hobby? All right. Let me know. Number four. I am so in favor of a lot of AI tools. I know some people are squeamish about AI. I don't use it, but you already do. Predictive texting is an AI tool. Siri is an AI tool. Alexa, all of those things are AI tools. So you're already using it. You just don't know. Fine. But when I say take the AI tools away, take the AI tools away where people are graphic artists now. I love my sorors. I'm a member of the greatest sorority on earth, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You don't hear me talk about that a lot on here, but I gotta say, our past Founders Day, I didn't know why we needed so many images of elephant smoke coming out of trains and airplanes and little girls looking in the mirror. Like, I don't understand who gave the AI course to the sorors. And it's all sister Greeks. I done seen Zeta trains, AKA trains. I done seen poodle smoke. What is going on with the AI tools? And I'm not just going to put it on my sister Greeks or the D9 Greeks. I'm also going to talk about other Black folk. I be seeing Martin Luther King imagery, like Black people dressed up like it's civil rights era going to church. I've seen naked Black people AI tools and all this. And the thing that's the most scariest thing about it all is people can't decipher what is AI and not when you see these pictures. And a lot of times when you look, they'll have three ears or six fingers. Like, something will be off about the image that can tell you that it's not a real person. But I just want the AI tools to go away. Like, it was also like that craze, and I see it happening again, where everyone was uploading their pictures into whatever platform it was to become an African queen or in the military, whatever the fuck. Like, why? Why? But I think I know, because I'm sensitive to it. We're coming off of Founders Day, but all of the Greek imagery, I just didn't understand. It was bullet trains, retro trains, choo-choo trains, metro trains, Amtrak trains, to let everybody know all these Founders Days was coming. And I for the life of me, I don't know. So take the AI tools. Take the AI tools away. And the last, number five on Booney's Five Spot this week. I was fellowshipping for Founders Day and was having a great conversation with some people. And it's always interesting to talk to people that you don't talk to on a normal basis. Get outside of your normal circle and get some different insights. Sometimes it's affirming when we're talking in relation to dating. What's the dating scene like when you talk to somebody else, not outside of your pool? Sometimes it's affirming. Okay, it's not just me out here having a fucked up time with these men. It's not just me. But what is also nice to know is to get different insight and approaches. And so in this conversation, I thought this was amazing because one particular person was like, y'all focused on the wrong thing. We were saying how we particularly do not care for men from Baltimore. And if we could have a transplant or someone who was born somewhere else and just moved here, whatever, whatever the case may be, like, we would love that. She's like, y'all worried about the wrong things. She said she just has three simple questions. And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to talk about this on the podcast. She said her three questions are, do you like me? Do you get googly-eyed when you look at me? And do you want to spend all your money on me? And that was her qualifying questions to see if she could be attracted or if this person is worth her time. And I was like, okay, her fourth thing, this wasn't a question, but it was a recommendation, was to show some skin, show your shoulder, show your collarbone, show your figure, show your toes, show something, your ankle. Don't be in these dates all the way covered up. You got to show some skin and be sexy. So somebody else added in that they need the question that they always ask, were you in special ed? Because they think that is very important. They thought that was very important to know your reading comprehension skills or your other communication skills could be affected if you were in special ed growing up. Now, let me tell you something. I never, ever, 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 ever thought to ask a man, were you in special ed? This shit was the funniest shit on earth to me, y'all. So clearly I am tickled by it. I had to bring it to Ratcheteer Gang because now I am curious. Am I out here slipping? Am I slow? Should I have been asking people, are they in special ed on the dating scene? I just did not know that that was an appropriate question that we're supposed to be. I just didn't know that's where we were, that I need to be asking, were you in special ed? And then how you were in special ed? I just don't know. Y'all know, I went to private school. We didn't really have a special ed, quote unquote, right? So I don't know. I just didn't even think about it. And then my question is, if you do ask and they say yes, like, is the date over? Are you instantly not attracted to them anymore? Like, what happens? Are you okay with somebody being in special ed if right now they're functioning and capable and stable and dicking you down and they're nice? Is special ed just like, because remember we had this conversation over on my Instagram and the Instagram stories about dating people who are illiterate. And for some people, it's okay. And some people, it was a deal breaker. Like, you have to be able to read to get in these panties. You have to be able to, you know, pick up a book if you want to hit. If you want to fuck me, you've had to take the SAT. I don't know, right? Like, not saying these are my qualifiers, but these are the discussions that we have had in the past. And so for me, again, I have never thought, let me ask if you've gone to special ed. Like, for me, it's like, is that more important than knowing for some people that they went to jail? I don't know. These dating streets are too much. And so what has been also happening, as a caveat to number five, is that my friend made my Hinge profile and put me back on Hinge. I have been wailing at it because I just haven't had the time to really commit to that, whatever. And so I have been sharing for Patreon Gang, has been getting a special treat because I've been sharing some of the funny encounters or the funny statements or whatever that I have been receiving through the Hinge app. Oh my gosh. Some of this is completely unhinged. Okay. But Patreon Gang has been relishing in some of my dating app antics right now. So that is it for me for this week's episode. I hope you all, if you watched this, I hope you enjoyed. If you watched it over on Patreon Gang, if you did not watch it on Patreon Gang, you know, hit, you can just go ahead and join. You, I already told you that in the beginning. Go ahead on over to patreon.com/theboonie breakdown and you can get it popping. You can join our group chat. We have a lot of fun in the group chat. I do, like I said, we're going to be picking, I'm announcing the Patreon book club book. We're going to have another little small session before the book club. I'm just waiting to finalize some details, but Patreon is popping if you really want to be there. All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to listen, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or any podcast apps that you listen to your favorites on. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review. Yep, 5 stars over in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Follow us on all social media. Share the episode with those you love, those you don't love, those you fucking hate. I don't make these pretty images for nothing, okay? Have a dope-ass week. Stay healthy, safe, and sane. Thank you for listening. And remember, the ratchet in me always honors the ratchet in you. Until next time.